AM 570 KLAC, 98.7 KYSR, HD2.
Los Angeles.
Available anywhere using the iHeartRadio app. AM 570, an LA sports icon.
Fred Rogan is here tonight.
Decades on your television covering Los Angeles sports.
Fred Rogan, huge in Los Angeles.
The Dean.
I'm the Dean.
Fred Rogan.
Weekdays before Petros and Money.
A USC All-American.
USC's Rodney Peet.
An NFL quarterback.
Absolutely perfectly delivered by Rodney
Peet.
Available on the iHeartRadio app or on AM570LASports.com.
This is Rogan and Rodney.
And we continue, Fred Rogan and Rodney Peet on AM 570 LA Sports. Les Snead joined us last hour. If you're just jumping on, we get time here. We'll let you hear a little of what he had to say, the Rams general manager. We'll do that later. But now we've got to get you caught up. Well, it's cold outside. It's going to rain tomorrow.
Chilly.
Too. Yeah.
It is chilly.
Yeah. Got to get you caught up on what's been happening while you may have been away today. So we'll do that. And to begin, we need to come together as a people and unite.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes.
I got a text from Shannon Farron yesterday during the show. Mm-hmm. When we bumped down the haiku to 230.
Yeah, she got mad?
Yeah. She goes, where's the haiku?
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's normally jumping in her car, getting ready to relax and wind down for the show after her show.
Yeah, they just wrapped up at KFI. That's a great show.
Yeah, it is.
Gary and Shannon.
Yeah, they're great. Yeah, so she was mad, huh? That it delayed it.
Yeah. I mean, she's like, where's the haiku? Easy, simmer down, Shannon. We're not gonna blow off the haiku. We know people love it. We need it. Today we need it even more.
Oh yeah.
So let's bring on the man that will deliver the haiku and unite all of
haiku.
Us. That's right. The hump day haiku. It is Vic the Brick. And Vic, good afternoon. Okay, this is ridiculous. Are you there?
Oh, are you serious?
Fred, what's going on with you?
What in the world? You talking about we really need it. We really need it.
Fred.
And you
Vic.
Fred, where's the patience that you've been cultivating?
I have patience, Vic, but I was a little concerned. I mean, that was a really long pause. You know that was, Vic.
Two steps forward. One step back.
We got a lot of work to do, Rodney.
Yeah, we do.
You know, Vic, I apologize for being the only person apparently on this show that is concerned about your health. I'm the only one.
No, I appreciate that. And you're not the only one, but I don't think you should freak out when the serene music is basically preparing you for what is to be a very tranquil session.
No, I know.
Yes, Fred. The music is getting you ready to receive.
You know what, Vic?
And you're interrupting the receivership.
I am not interrupting the receivership.
Yes, you are, Fred. Sometimes you got to let it. Tell him, Vic. Sometimes you got to let it marinate. And that marination period is sometimes 5 seconds, 20 seconds, maybe a minute. No one knows. It's the feeling of when Vic is ready to go. So don't question when he starts. There's no time limit on that, Fred.
Can you do me a favor, Vic? This will help me. And
you know what?
I want us all to work together. When we introduce you and the music establishes for just a few seconds, can you say hello so I'm sure you're there? And then you can let it play for 35 seconds. I can marinate that. But a quicker hello and then let it marinate. Is that fair?
That could be done.
Yeah, that would be good. Then we know all is okay.
And you'll be settled down, and you will not be freaking out.
No, I will not. So you want to try that now?
He'll just be freaking out because you said hello right away, Vic, and then you let it marinate. He'd be like, where's Vic?
No, once he says hello, I know he's there. That's all I'm asking. Can you try that now?
But you know he's there when we go to the haiku.
No. Rodney, look, I don't want to really go into this.
Do we not do the haiku every day?
Oh, you're into it, Fred.
Okay, fine. We're into it. Vic.
Do we do the haiku every day?
We do. But there have been times that Vic hasn't been there, Rodney. There have been times when I've introduced Vic and he hasn't been there. Perhaps the other line rang. Perhaps he slipped. Perhaps he had a moment of lack of clarity.
I don't remember these times.
I do remember them.
I don't remember. I don't really remember those times, Fred.
I do remember.
I don't either.
But I do. So can we try
it? Rodney doesn't remember.
I sure don't.
Well, Rodney is just saying that, but we all remember, Vic. I remember because that's my job to remember and to care for you and to be your friend. That's my job. So can we please try it again? We'll do it just like it's off the top.
Okay.
You say hello, and then you can marinate all you want. Fair?
Okay. That's very fair.
All right, Adam, start the music. And now, with the Daily Haiku at 2, we welcome on our good friend, Vic the Brick. And Vic, good afternoon.
Oh, good afternoon, Fred. Yeah.
Yeah, throw in a few yes during the marination period. That's great. This is much better.
Are you feeling more comfortable now, Fred? That's important.
Yeah, I want you to say hello, then do whatever you want. But just say hello quickly, and then marinate.
You just want contact. What you want is contact.
I need it, Vic. I need contact.
I understand that.
You understand? I mean, my God, if we don't have contact, who are we? What are we?
We're contactless.
Exactly. And we don't need that.
No. Good afternoon, Rodney.
Hello, Vic.
Special shout out to Shannon for the appreciation of the haiku.
Yes.
On KFI. We had a great segment yesterday, and it's a great show. Gary and Shannon show.
You were on KFI. Station. You were on KFI yesterday?
Yesterday, yes.
What time?
About 10:50.
Hmm. Interesting.
Why is that interesting?
I said I'll come out at 10:50 yesterday. You know what they told me?
What?
We have a much bigger name.
No?
Yeah. Fred, they were booked. They were booked, Fred.
Yeah.
And?
They did.
Well, you would have been. You're always a fantastic interview, Fred. You know that.
No, I just want to kill time. I have nothing to do. I'm walking around here.
Aren't you preparing for the show?
Yes, but I take a 10-minute break at 10:50.
I hear you. Good afternoon, K-Fig.
King Flavor?
In the house for you, the flavor that you crave or the vibe that cannot be denied. And good afternoon, Double A.
10:50 break, y'all.
Your Clippers had a gutsy run last night.
Yeah. Still
How about
up.
The Terrence man? How about Terrence T-Man? Give some love to T-Man.
Man up, y'all.
Well, before we get to the haiku, I'm very excited about Super Bowl 55. And now, to be featured, will be our poet laureate, inaugural style, Amanda Gorman. 22 years, fresh, creative, and free from West L.A.,
yeah.
She will be reciting a poem, creating a new poem at the Super Bowl. She'll be going live at nice. Raymond James. Yeah. She's reciting a new poem for a special Marine, a special nurse, and a special teacher. And I can't wait for that. I can't wait for her next appearance. Amanda Gorman, man. Already signed up by IMG for a modeling gig.
Really?
I mean, she's the hottest property on the planet. God bless you, Amanda.
Yes, God bless her.
Are you guys as big Amanda fans as I am? Or she's a tremendous poet.
She's a great poet, Vic. It was incredible. And there's an effervescence about her as well. She really shines.
How about that yellow she wore? That sunshine yellow.
Yeah, I didn't get that deeply into it.
Oh, I do.
I like it.
Right, Rodney?
Yeah.
Sense gorgeous. Of style. She's a fashionista already. Yeah.
All the women at that inauguration were coming with it, style-wise, Vic.
Yeah.
All of them. I don't know about that bird Lady Gaga had on her outfit, but...
It was an eagle.
Stylish. It's an eagle. Big eagle. Giant eagle.
Well, for America.
Yes. Bald eagle.
Yes.
The American eagle.
Lady Gaga can sing.
Yes, she can.
I think the brooch, as a fashion statement and an accessory, will be coming back.
Well, passe at this point, no, Vic?
With the brooch?
Yes.
What you saw Lady Gaga with the eagle brooch. That was a brooch.
I know. I'm not so sure it'll come back.
Really?
No. Margie wears brooches.
Margie?
Yeah.
Margie?
Yeah, Margie wears a brooch.
Margie?
Who's Margie?
I'm just saying, if your name is Margie, you probably wear a brooch.
Apologize to all the Margies.
I'm not saying wearing a brooch with no flavor.
I'm saying, do you think a Tiffany would wear a brooch? No. Be a Margie. Be a Madge. Maybe Betty. Maybe Betty would wear a brooch.
Oh, I disagree, Fred. I think the brooch could be a fresh new accessory. I mean, you saw it on Gaga.
Yes, but that was an isolated incident, Vic.
Well, if Weekend wears a brooch during halftime, you'll know it's back.
Fred, didn't you have an ex named Gertrude that wore a brooch back in the day?
The name was Gertie.
Oh, excuse me.
And no.
Okay.
She did not wear a brooch.
Okay.
What were those? You know, what are the names you never hear anymore?
Blanche.
Blanche, Gertrude.
Evelyn.
You get an Evelyn.
You get an Evelyn here and there.
Yeah.
You think, Ev?
Yeah, Ev. You get an Ev.
Yes, the great name of Edna. Like my mom, Edna Pete.
There you go.
Right, Edna.
No, Edna Pete.
Don't see Edna
nice
anymore.
Blessings.
You don't get a lot of Ednas.
Nope.
My dad, Hyman.
Gladys.
Gladys.
Oh, Gladys Strong, yeah.
Actually, not a lot of Freds.
Very true, Fred. That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was going to be Frank.
Frank Rogan?
Yeah, I was going to be Frank.
What happened?
My grandfather was Frank, so I became Fred.
I think Fred works better than Frank.
Well, it's what I got to play with. Got to go
similar
with it. Yeah. Frederick.
Frank Rogan.
Frank Rogan, Fred Rogan.
Frankie. Instead of Freddie, you would have been Frankie.
Right. My full name is Frederick. My brother's name is Eric. Eric is contained in Frederick.
Speaking of
your brother's name is... What? Your
Eric.
Full name is...
Frederick.
Eric.
No, my full... No. My full name is Frederick. Frederick. F-R-E-D-E-R-I-C-K.
Yes.
My Frederick. Brother's name is Eric. E-R-I-C.
Ederick.
My brother's name is not Ederick.
Oh.
No one's name is Ederick. Well, maybe.
Oh.
Nowadays, Fred, people can be named anything. So
right.
I wouldn't put it past him.
Right.
By speaking of Frankie, you don't get a lot of Francines anymore.
That's
no
true.
Francines.
No
Francines.
No
Francines.
Mm-mm.
Francescas, either.
You know a good name for a girl? Morgan.
That's a beautiful name.
I like that name.
I do, too.
But Morgan could also be a man.
Yep, unisex.
Yes.
Name.
Yeah. A lot of names like that.
I like that. That's what we wanted to name our daughter. A name that could be a man, a woman. That's
excuse
why we named
me?
Her Ryan.
You wanted to name your daughter a man that could be a woman?
Yes, right.
I didn't hear what you said.
You know exactly what he was
no,
trying
I didn't
to say.
Understand. You wanted a unisex
name. That
name.
Could be a name that could be used for a man or a woman.
Oh, okay. Right? No, Ryan is a great name.
Yeah. For, you know, Holly liked Ryan's Hope growing up.
Ah.
Oh, yeah,
soap
sure.
Opera.
Very
Ryan's
nice.
Hope. Remember Ryan's Hope?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And then by fate, I played with a teammate who had a girlfriend that was really cool named Ryan. So it kind of stuck with us. Ryan's Hope, and then the friend we actually met named Ryan.
I like that.
Okay, this is a winner.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very solid name, Ryan.
Right on.
You know, the rains are coming, everyone.
Yes, Vic.
So in honor of the wet stuff and the precipitation, I plucked this haiku from Busan.
Busan, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
This haiku for you at 2 on this Wednesday, January 27th. Here and in the distance, the sound of rain through the young leaves falling. I'm feeling you. Busan.
That was very appropriate, Vic.
Ooh.
Oh, thanks, Fred. You know, I try to stay timely. It's very topical, the haiku, in its tranquility.
Yeah, I think that pretty much translates, you know, it was hundreds of years ago, but it proves true today. When it rains, it will fall through the leaves. Yes, I thought that was a very good one. And there's not a lot of thought process you need to put into that one either. Basically, that's is what it is haiku.
You like those ones you don't have to think about?
They're simple. I know the haiku is supposed to.
Are you eroding the skill level of Busan on this?
No, you know what?
Let's put it like this. Water it down, Vic.
Let's put it like
this.
Kind
of water it down, I know. Yeah,
yeah. Every day is a home run for Busan. Once in a while, he nubs one on the infield and beats it out. And that's what it was. He just said it's raining.
What do you think? Is it a Texas leaguer?
Yeah, that's what it was. It was a Texas leaguer, Vic. He just said it's raining. That's it. That was the whole haiku.
Like a blue pick to like right field?
Yeah. It's raining. He woke up. He looked outside. It's raining. That's the haiku. That was it.
Wow. You have a high standard of haiku, Fred. Well, that was a beautiful haiku from Busan.
Am I missing something, Vic? Isn't that not what he said? It's raining.
That's, in the simplicity is raining. It's the young leaves, Fred.
Yes.
It's raining on the leaves, Vic.
Your young leaves. So in your mind, picture a young leaf.
The young leaf?
I'm not talking Ryan leaf. I'm talking a young leaf.
I understand, Vic, but it's a leaf. What's the difference? It's raining. It's hitting the leaves. That's the whole haiku.
Young leaves, Fred.
Young leaves, Fred.
Okay, what is the average lifespan of a leaf, Vic?
Not long. But it's the fleeting beauty he's capturing.
Okay, maybe I missed the essence of it then. I didn't understand he was capturing the fleeting beauty. I thought
of
he
the
was
young leaf. Absolutely.
I understand.
Don't you ever try to dumb down Busan.
Never. I can't believe it. You're diluting his greatness.
Exactly.
It's raining. It hit the leaves. Done. No one's doubting his greatness, Vic. I'm just saying.
Okay.
I'm just saying it was like a third at-bat in the Appalachian League.
Wow.
Just kind of nub one. But he beat it out, Vic.
Well, that's good. He's on base. He's ready. So Busan's on first.
Right.
Who's on second?
Good question.
It's lit. Stories lighting up the sports headlines.
If you happen to be a young leaf and it starts to rain, and as a young leaf you are injured by the rain, you probably have a case. You've suffered a personal injury. So for foliage that is out there that needs an attorney, call Jacob Imrani at 844-24-JACOB.
Accident or injury, call Jacob Imrani, call Jacob.
Some breaking WNBA news here. One of our favorites, Candace Parker, one of the faces of the Sparks for 13 seasons, is leaving. She is going to play for her hometown, Chicago Sky. Defensive player of the year for the Sparks last year. She's 34, but she's still balling at a pretty high level. Only player in league history to win Rookie of the Year and MVP in the same season, all the way back in 2008. Finals MVP in 2016, league MVP two times. Candace Parker, who we know and we love, anybody that's ever interacted with Candace knows how great of a person she is, on top of being a great basketball player. She's moving on, Fred.
Did she sign as a free agent?
She's a free agent, yes.
And she wanted to go home.
Yes, that's what it seems like. No animosity between her and the Sparks, at least it doesn't seem like. I know she and Derek Fisher butted heads a little bit a couple of years ago, but I think they smoothed that over. But seems as if she just wanted to go home to play for Chicago.
Well, and look at it like this. She brought an awful lot to the Sparks and to Sparks fans and the city of Los Angeles. Well, what can you say? You wish her the best because she deserves it, Rodney.
No, 100%. She deserves it. She's a great person. Anybody ever met Candace knows that. And just a tremendous athlete, tremendous player. You went through the list, Kevin, but she's not done when she's done playing, because she's got a big time future in television and anything that she does. Love me some Candace Parker.
Oh yeah, this is a severe loss for the Ciudad. She was the face of the Sparks. She was the body, mind, and soul of the Sparks. And yeah, on and off the court, tremendous. We're going to miss Candace. She was always, so gracious. And her game, she had multi-skills, man. Multi-skills. Excellent defensive player as well as offense. I'm surprised, D-Fish couldn't inveigle her to stay. But, yeah, the pull of the hometown, man. We wish her well. We appreciate, all she did for Los Angeles and the Sparks.
We were talking to Adam about this earlier this hour, about the Clippers and when Paul George and Kawhi Leonard may return. It is not going to be tomorrow against Miami. They are officially listed as out with health and safety protocols as is Patrick Beverley, who is still dealing with knee soreness. So we'll keep you updated on that. Some other news that came out from the NFL, Jason Witten is calling it quits again. He's retiring. Of course, he retired from the Cowboys a couple of years ago, went into the Monday Night Football booth, and thankfully retired from that and came back to the football field with the Raiders last year. Didn't really make that huge of an impact from a statistical standpoint. I'm sure they brought him in at age 38 to be more of a mentor in that locker room for a young roster. He's going to end up retiring with over 13,000 yards receiving. Only he and Tony Gonzalez are the only tight ends to ever do that for a career.
Well, he's not going to return to ESPN. We know that. That didn't work.
So?
You know, he needed something to do. He played football for a year. Now he's retiring. But, Rodney, his best days are behind him, and he would know if he can go or not. I mean, you might try to fool a lot of people, but you can't fool yourself.
No, you can't. You can't. He can still, you know, obviously catch it. It's much like, you know, I can still throw it, just can't run like he used to. And same with him. I think he slowed down quite a bit. And you're right, Kevin. I think it was more of a mentoring thing. But to see how the Raiders tight end played this year, he's a superstar in the making. So maybe he did have somewhat of an influence on him. But yeah, you know, wish him well in his retirement. And yeah, he may go back to ESPN, Fred, just not Monday Night Football.
What? He's going to sweep up? What do you mean?
Yeah, maybe.
What's his job going to be?
I don't know. Maybe. I don't know.
Listen, he was a butcher in the booth, but a tremendous tight end. Hall of Famer? I think that's the next question. It was first ballot, Hall
easily.
Of Famer?
Yeah.
With those numbers, yeah.
I think he's fourth or fifth all-time in receptions total. That's like with Rice and those guys up there, Chris Carter. So, yeah, I think he's a shoe-in.
And he did a great job with the Raiders, you know, as a mentor. For the Raiders offense, because the Raiders offense was not the problem. The defense was a sieve.
We know Robert Kraft was charged with that solicitation as part of a prostitution sting back in February 2019. The charges were dropped. The video that was taken illegally. I think we'll all be pleased to know that a judge has ordered that all videos of Kraft and all the other men who are visitors of the Orchids of Asia Spa in Jupiter, Florida, will all be destroyed. All be destroyed. No traces of them will be left. And thankfully, Fred, we don't have to see Robert Kraft in all his glory.
Yeah, I mean, that'd be the first thing. Do you really want to see that? No, you don't want to see that. I mean, you know, he claimed he just went in for a massage. I don't want to see that or any of the extracurricular activities that may have occurred. But you know what this teaches you, Rodney?
What?
When you have a lot of money, you really can hire the best attorneys.
Yeah. There's some privilege going on. Is that what you're saying, Fred?
Well, I'm just saying.
Yeah.
It apparently it's all lawful. He hired attorneys, they went to court and they won.
Yeah.
And they also spared everybody having to see that. And we don't want to see that, Rodney.
I think we can all agree we didn't want to see it. But yeah, I bet you a lot of people wish they could have videos and things just kind of removed from the record, right?
Yeah.
It ain't always fair. Life ain't always fair. And as you mentioned, Fred, if you can afford it and got the right attorneys and right people working for you, you can sweep a lot of things up under the rug, because that whole story went away rather quickly. And now it's gone away for good, because nobody will ever see that. Interesting.
It's good karma for Kraft. I'm glad. I'm with you guys. No one wants to see that footage from the Orchids of Asia parking lot, you know, massage and friends, whatever the name is. But that's good karma. I'll tell you why. Robert Kraft was one of the first, when the pandemic hit, to step up and was donating masks to New York City in need back in the day. A year ago, and masks were up. You know, we didn't have the protective equipment. Let's face it, there were shortages everywhere. And I remember Kraft stepping up and spending, you know, large money, you know, to help New York out, because New York was in dire need of protective equipment, and there was Robert Kraft. So I think it's good karma for Kraft. I'm glad it worked out. Now everyone can go on living, you know, from the Orchids of Asia episode, and I'm happy for Kraft.
Is no one going to say the story ends with a happy ending?
They do. Whatever the hell they do, yeah.
Double A.
All right, we know the Olympics are at least scheduled to take place this summer, but we have no idea whether or not that's actually going to happen. But someone is in to save the day, of course, if in case things, you know, happen to fall apart, and that is Florida. We just talked about Florida with Robert Kraft. The chief financial officer of Florida said to the Olympic committee, you know, if Japan decides not to host the Olympics for health and safety issues, come on down here. We had a bubble last year with the NBA that went so well. Come down here. The state of Florida successfully allowed sports to take place during the pandemic. When most states shut down their sporting events, the city of Jacksonville hosted the UFC, and the NBA set up a bubble to hold games in Orlando. But if the Olympics don't take place in Japan, will they take place in Florida, Fred?
Absolutely not. Not even a remote possibility. If they don't take place in Japan, they're not taking place. You cannot build that infrastructure that quickly. It is a Herculean task. There's no way.
You think Florida doesn't have the infrastructure already?
No. Not what it
Multiple
takes.
Multiple cities in not, Florida?
Not probably not enough venues, all of the lodging, the International Broadcast Center. The venues have to be used as test venues first. No, it's not going to happen in Florida. But a nice offer. And lovely this time of year.
Yes. Lovely, yeah. A little tough in the summer in Florida for the Olympics.
A little
but
humid.
No, it's just ridiculous. Not going to happen. Never happen to come to Florida. Really? I mean, people in this country thinking Florida's got it backwards. You know, the whole world is thinking Florida's got it backwards. Ain't no way in hell we going to Florida for the Olympics.
What an insane gesture. Just insane to propose that. Number one, the Olympics, in the minds of the Japanese, is going on. You know, despite the pandemic and the upsurge in coronavirus cases in Japan. I mean, they are intent on holding these games. It's unbelievable. I thought they would have canceled them, but no. That story came out in Los Angeles in the New York in the London Times, I believe, last week. That was totally erroneous that Japan was pulling the plug. Japan immediately said, forget about it. No, these games, we're going on with them. You know, the infrastructure's in place. Our defense system against the pandemic is going to be the most sophisticated anyone's ever seen. And the games are going on. You know, bless them. They really want to put these games on despite, you know, against all odds. But for this Florida joker to come up with a, we'll take the Olympics. You're a goofball.
I don't think I've ever heard Vic call somebody a goofball. I love it. That's what's lighting up the headlines.
Kevin's been great.
The Saturday at 5 Super Middleweight Champ, Caleb Sweet Hands Plant, takes on former world champ Caleb Golden Truax in the main event at the Shrine Auditorium and Expo Hall in Los Angeles. Catch it on Fox. When we come back, we've cut up some of Les Snead, right? Okay, we've got the Rams GM. We're going to let you hear from him next.
Let us give you money. Your chance to win $1,000 is right now. Text the nationwide keyword. Hope to 200-200. You'll get a confirmation text and info. Standard data and message rates apply in this nationwide contest. Once again, that's Hope to 200-200. Good luck.
AM 570 LA Sports.
If you missed any of Rogan and Rodney, you can podcast it on the iHeartRadio app.
Rogan and Rodney.
AM 570 LA Sports.
That's right, Rodney, Pete, Fred Rogan. On a Wednesday, on a hump day, January 27th. Moving right along in 2021, Fred.
You know, Rodney, earlier we were talking about names you don't hear anymore.
Yes.
Johnny Velez listens to the show all the time, always tweets us.
That's right, Johnny.
My fiance's name is Francis. That was one of the names we mentioned that you don't hear anymore. So we still have Francis.
Yeah, we have a lot of names still.
Eric J. Lawrence.
Just, His new baby's probably not called Francis much anymore.
Right. Bertha.
Bertha. No Bertha.
You don't hear a lot of Berthas.
No. No, no. No, not a whole lot of Berthas.
No.
Bertha Bud Boogie.
I think it was pronounced Big Bertha, Fred.
Yeah, there you go.
No, it was Bertha big did Bertha. Not have a big in front of it every
yes,
time.
But
a lot of songs demanding Bertha.
True, but have you guys known any Bertha that didn't have wasn't carrying a little extra luggage?
Little you know Gertha.
Adam.
Hey, stop
what?
It. I
Adam,
did.
That's
yeah.
not necessary.
Because right. I had
an Aunt Bertha. I had an Aunt Bertha. She was very slender.
Okay, cool. Any Bertha I've ever heard referenced or seen photos of.
But I get it.
Yeah, you know.
Bertha, they made a song about it.
Right.
The Bertha Butt Boogie.
Mm-hmm. What's wrong with that? It still works. It's cool with me. No.
I'm just saying, I don't think we should prejudge
Big Bertha.
Based
they
on
named
their name.
The golf club after Big Bertha.
No, I understand, but a golf club doesn't look like a human being. The Bertha they named and then just called it Big because the club head was so big. They weren't saying.
Or what? They didn't call it Big Ann. Big Teresa. They called it Big Bertha.
You don't hear a lot of Gertie.
No Gerties.
You're right.
Yeah. Anybody have a grandmother named Gertrude or Bertha? Call us. Seriously. If you do or you know anybody, call us and tell us what they're like. Because you just don't hear those names very much anymore. All right, we had Les Snead on the show, Ram General Manager. And a lot of it centered around Jared Goff because that's what everybody's talking about. It's really interesting. You know, we keep an eye on what's going on nationally every day as well. And you watch the national shows, they're all talking about Jared Goff. Somehow Jared Goff has become a major national story. And that being said, we asked Les Snead about the psyche of Jared Goff.
And going to the psyche thing, I think all quarterbacks, Rodney, you've been it. I've never played quarterback. That's a hard job, right? There might not be a more lucrative job, or it's got to be one of the more lucrative if you can do it well. But there is an element, right, where you've got to be able to handle a lot of things and a lot of noise and all of that. So I do think if, from a psyche standpoint, Jared's mentally tough. Jared's always responded. Whether he's had a down game to come back and have a good game, whether it was this year in the playoffs, broken thumb and say, you know what, just put some screws in it and let's go play. So he's always responded. He's a mentally tough kid. And to rationalize that, right, this time is not the most comfortable for him, but most quarterbacks will get through that uncomfortableness.
Rodney, did you ever have that uncomfortableness?
Yeah. It's uncomfortable and you gotta get through it and you gotta keep moving on. The question is if they go a different direction in terms of if they're going to go Wolford going forward, or start the season next year, can you go back to Jared Goff? That's when, you know, when you talk about psyche of a guy, can you go back to him and how awkward that's going to be, you know, having $100+ million dollar backup on the bench. And mentally, is he going to be okay with coming off the bench? You know, say the Rams start well and they get off to a rough start and they got to go to the Jared Goff to try to salvage the season. That's a tough deal than to start Goff. And if he gets off to a tough start and go, okay, this really is the end of Jared Goff, which to me makes more sense that they go with him to start to see how it goes. And then this is kind of almost like the make or break start of the season for Jared Goff. And then they can go, okay, we gave it a shot. He didn't have a good year in 2020. 2021's got off. He's got off to a rough start. Now we're making the change and it's a real change and it's a real separation from him.
Okay, Rodney, Bill Kittle listens to the show all the time. And, you know, he has just tweeted us.
The name game.
A name you don't hear very often. Matilda. Fred's first girlfriend.
Yes.
True story. It's not a true story.
Fred's first girl. Really, Fred?
No.
Matilda?
No. Matilda was not my first girlfriend. My first girlfriend was in third grade. It was Wanda Jackson.
What? You dated a black girlfriend?
I never would have guessed that.
Wanda Jackson. Well, that's what I like.
That's some trivia for you right there.
What? Yeah, Wanda Jackson. She had the wire-rimmed glasses.
She
and then
did?
When I was in fifth grade, there was a girl named Darlene Neff.
Was Wanda black?
Yeah.
Wanda Jackson.
I was born in Detroit.
Fred, look at you.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And then
I went to school with a Leroy Jackson, and he was white. That just didn't
make sense.
I swear.
No. Then in fifth grade, I'd like Darlene Neff. Yeah, and Darlene Neff, what she would do is take your lunch, your little brown bag lunch, and she would take it, and she would go outside, and she would sit down. And she'd say, if you want your lunch, you have to kiss me.
Really?
Yeah.
Darlene would do that to you?
Darlene Neff. Yeah, I never kissed her. I went hungry.
Wow. Darlene wasn't a looker, huh?
No, well, she was fine. I mean, she was fifth grade. But, yeah, I never kissed her. I just went hungry. Boy, I ate a big dinner that day. John and Yorba Linda. John, what's going on, man? What's your grandmother's name?
Bertha, man. Bertha.
Okay. Bertha. And
my other grandmother is Lucy.
Lucy.
Ooh, Lucy. Lucy's not a name that you hear a lot anymore either.
Yeah, but there are still Lucy's. Yeah.
Some Lucy's out there. Lucille's. Lucille.
Right.
Lucy. Bertha on the slender side, or was she full figured?
Bertha, she was tiny. Greatest person, mean woman sometimes, but the sweetest thing, but she was tiny.
Okay. John, thanks. Really appreciate it.
All right, guys. Good luck.
All right, take care. Here comes Mickey in West L.A. Mickey, what do you want?
Hey, hi, Fred. I think you're making this up about Wanda Jackson. She was a rockabilly singer.
No, I'm not making it up about Wanda Jackson.
I think you're fibbing, Fred.
Ooh,
Mickey, I'm not fibbing. Out. No, well, you can't call me out. You didn't know Wanda. She was lovely.
Wanda Jackson is lovely. She's a rockabilly singer.
Okay.
Rockabilly singer.
But this Wanda Jackson
Fred,
is
are you
not.
Making this up? Are you making Wanda Jackson up?
Not at all. If she's listening right now, call. Call right now.
I do have an old-time name for you.
Oh, what
I
is
have
it?
An old-time name if you're interested.
What is it?
Ardith. A-R-D-A-T-H. Ardith.
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 Yeah.
Ardith.
That is old-time. I've never heard of it.
I haven't heard Ardith. It sounds like a lift. It's a lift. Ardith.
Old school. Yeah, Ardith.
All right. Mickey, I did not make it up about Wanda Jackson. I did not make it up. I'm just telling you.
Fred, are you and Wanda Jackson like friends on Facebook or something?
No, not at all.
Why not?
I don't know. I've never
can find her and put her on the show.
You know what? If you can find Wanda Jackson from McDowell Elementary School in third grade, we will put her on the show.
Something tells me it'll be easier for you to find her than for me, Fred, but I'll get on it.
McDowell Elementary School.
Yeah, I went to school with Willie Horton's kids.
Yeah, can you guys check the microfilm for a Wanda Jackson?
Yeah.
Does McDowell even exist anymore, Fred?
Was that in Rochester, Fred? Yeah. Bloomfield Hills? Where was it? Somerset?
It was 7 Mile an Outer Drive.
Okay.
7 Mile an Outer Drive. That's where...
Birmingham? Birmingham?
No.
Okay.
No, Rodney, I think I told you. I grew up next door to Barry Gordy.
Yeah.
Right. He lived on Outer Drive, and we lived on the side street, Eileen. 19351 Eileen.
Okay.
And I go over there, and his son loved making cartoons. That was a big deal for him. He just loved making cartoons. So I go over there and watch him draw cartoons all day.
Interesting.
Hitsville. Yeah.
Hitsville, USA.
Yeah, well, you remember Detroit as you remember it. But when I was there, Detroit was still a very vibrant city.
Yes.
It's a few years back. And then it hit hard times, and it really never recovered. And now they're trying to come out of that malaise they found themselves in.
Right.
But in the day, when you were there, it wasn't as vibrant, was it?
Oh, no, it was in tough times, especially the city of Detroit. Everything moved out, right? Yeah. Everything moved out. Everybody except for the Red Wings moved out of town. Lions and the Pistons and everything was out of town. And, the GM and the Ford Motor plants, got hit hard and all that. So obviously the town was built on industrial and all those things. But yeah, I've been trying to make a comeback.
Hey, Fred, can you do me a favor?
What is that?
Can you make sure to bring up Wanda Jackson the next time ED is on?
Okay. Well, Let's see some other names here. Before we get off the air, some people are tweeting some other names that are still pertinent. We'll hit those.
If you missed any of Rogan and Rodney, you can podcast it on the iHeartRadio app.
Rogan and Rodney.
AM 570 LA Sports.
All right. A couple of other names I want to mention here real quick.
Bring them.
Clile Ault said her grandmother was Matilda. Thomas W. said his Welsh grandmother's name is Luella. Those are names we don't hear.
Luella.
Luella.
I can see Luella coming back.
Yeah, there's something to that. Yeah. Take the next step in your career as a coach or AD with Concordia University Irvine's online master's in coaching athletics administration. Number one program in the nation. Proud partner of the CIA. Apply today at cui.edu/coaching. Adam, Kevin, great job. Thank you as always. Rodney, we'll do it tomorrow.
Yes, we will. Player got me lost in hell to live and die in LA on bail. My people say, live and die in LA.